The skincare world is like a minefield. There's always a new product, there's always a new gadget coming out. It's hard to know which products are actually non-toxic and are going to deliver powerful outcomes. Don't worry, I've got you covered. From a list of over 250 skincare, haircare, makeup, hair, skin, nail supplements, grooming supplies, dermal rollers, and dermal rolling serums, I've got you covered. All of these products are pre-vetted by me and are free of parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, and fragrances. Head on over to the shop page at theschoolofradiance.com. If you'd like some customized guidance, which I highly recommend, be sure to book your one-on-one session, use promo code PODCAST15, and I look forward to connecting with you over at theschoolofradiance.com. Enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello, 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 everyone. How are you today? I'm thrilled to have you joining me here in today's live masterclass all on acne and how to heal acne. And yes, adult acne is a thing. And some people have said that acne as an adult is a sign of youthfulness. Well, that may be the case. However, there are common triggers to getting a breakout. And this is going to be a really fun and interactive session here. So let me know that you can hear me and see me okay. Let me know where you're tuning in from. And congratulations, Mackenzie, on your recent wedding. Everyone give Mackenzie a wonderful, a beautiful, great job. Congratulations and all of that. All right, so we are going to talk about acne and some of the key triggers of acne and also what to do about it. How can we overcome a breakout in record speed as well as allow that post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation to go away in record speed? Also, Alice says, congrats to you. That's to Mackenzie. I can hear and see everything perfect. Oh, Alice is in Italy. Hello from Italy. Great to have you there. Julie on family visit in South Central Pennsylvania. Fantastic. Okay. So Mackenzie, you just joined back in. We're all giving you congratulations on your recent wedding. And we have Eva tuning in from Italy, Sicily. Great to have you all here. Let me know what your live questions are in the chat. It's really fun when you can attend these masterclasses live because then you get it for free, which is fabulous. And you can catch all of my past masterclasses over at my skin shop at theschoolofradiance.com. That's also where you will find the information to book a one-on-one with me. You're warmly invited to use code MASTERCLASS15 and save on your one-on-one. I'm here to save you 10,000 hours and $10,000 because the skin and rejuvenation industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. It's highly commoditized. And honestly, I just did a session with a lovely new one-on-one client, and she's responsible for patient care satisfaction where she works. And the way that we are embracing skincare and rejuvenation in the traditional cosmetic dermatology med spa space is very cookie cutter, and it's not actually getting to some of the root causes of acne. It's here's a product and here's a rejuvenation option. However, what you can do at home with the right products and living in a dialed in lifestyle are paramount to dealing with breakouts at the first sign of them and then assisting in the healing and recovery process. Hi, Mackenzie. Great to hear from you. You are in Minnesota. Lovely to have you joining. All right. What causes a breakout? Well, hormonal acne once a month for us ladies. Yes, that's a thing. The gents get breakouts too. And hormones, yes, can be a huge trigger. Now, that being said, for the ladies, that time of the month, PMS, you know, that type of whole thing around that of, you know, needing to eat the chocolate or having to take something for cramps. If you are having a lot of PMS type of symptoms with your cycle, that can actually be a sign of hormonal imbalance. And fantastic. And Mackenzie, excited for you to be here too. always tune into your body. Women are more cyclical beings, men not so much. However, men deal with acne as well. Now, tune in to how your skin is throughout your cycle. And if you're in your reproductive years, as well as perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause, acne can really happen at any age, and there are a number of key contributing factors. Well, in full transparency, I woke up with a monster zit the other day, one of the biggest zits I've ever had in my entire life. And I know for a fact that there are a couple key reasons why. Number one, I have been pushing really, really, really hard, more than I usually do, to complete my book, record the Audible. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com, go to the book page and pre-register so that you get first access on when it's finally released. There's this whole process and review process and all of that. It's almost like it takes longer to review an Audible than it does for the medical journal articles that I write. It's very interesting to notice this. Now, when it comes to lifestyle impacting a breakout or multiple breakouts, if that's the case for you, then it's important to look at what's going on in your life. Are you a little too stressed out? Are you imbalanced in the masculine and feminine energies? Yes, these are all huge contributing factors. When the body's more stressed out, there's going to be a little bit more taxation on your adrenals. They're like these little glands that sit on top of your, that's my timer to do this masterclass. They're like glands that sit on top of your kidneys. And when we are pushing too hard, especially as women, what happens is you're going to then enter something called adrenal fatigue, and it's an overtaxation of these glands. So yes, stress is a sign of being alive. You don't have to, you know, fear stress or anything like that. Just know that it is important to care for the body all of the time, so that when you experience a stressful event, a stressful conversation, you know, you have a deadline, all these things, it's just really important to be on top of your adrenal support. And this is why I love the Organifi products. You can find all of my favorite biohacks and different things like that. Biohacking technologies, air purifiers, water purifiers, EMF protective clothing, red light therapies, as well as some energy technologies that can even support the body, which is a lot of what I do behind the scenes, is using specific frequencies to be more beautiful. Yes, this is a thing. Literally everything has a frequency to it. When we program our body with this frequency, it can actually do really cool things. And this is an emerging field of science and medicine. The human biofield study has been primarily happening in Europe. And we're a little bit slow to the game here in North America with some of these other types of technologies on the market. And I'm always astutely following what's happening worldwide in regards to skin and rejuvenation and optimization. How do we get better sleep and all these things? So at the end of the day, what is going to support your body through stress will also lend to having better sleep, better energy, and more balanced hormones. Having great skin and not having breakouts, or if you do have them, what to do about it quickly, which we're obviously going to talk about, this is basically the approach that I recommend taking to reduce your oxidative stress, okay? When our toxic bucket gets a little too full, that bucket tips over and then we have a presentation of something. So for me, as the case study of the day, yes, I was a little extra stressed out than usual. I was staying up later than I usually do in order to write and edit and prepare for recording the book in a day and a half. Yes, I did it in a day and a half. And I actually played Beauty Frequency while I was recording, took my nootropics, took my adaptogens so that I could remain laser focused during that. So there are times when we can push through things and we can put a little bit more effort and energy into something, but then we have to relax and recharge our batteries. And taking adaptogens all the time, like the Organifi products, they're superfoods mixed with adaptogens. I take these all day, every day, and I have for quite a while. And that has just allowed me to do so many beautiful things. I feel like I just gave birth with writing, editing, and recording an entire book. There's no way I would have been able to do all of that if I didn't take such good care of myself. So what did I do after I finished all of that? I celebrated. How did I celebrate? Well, I had a couple cocktails, tequila, margarita. I do love a spiced margarita every now and again. I don't drink alcohol very much at all. If I do have alcohol, it's typically going to be 100% agave tequila. That is one of the better ones to go for. Or something like champagne, not Prosecco. Champagne is actually from the region of France called Champagne, and Prosecco is just loaded with sugar. I don't drink wine because the industrial wine processes here in North America, there's like 80 ingredients in the bottle that you don't know about. I have a really great interview with Todd White from Dry Farm Wines on this, or I'll go for something like a Guinness. I do love Guinness. And when you go for actually more European type of alcohols, they have different farming processes, especially with something like glyphosate, which you probably all know about that. So we can make more conscious decisions over the alcohol we consume. However, I'm going to recommend you really limit that alcohol, as well as because I was celebrating, I also had a couple of extra treats. I didn't go too crazy with the treats, but I do love a little bit of chocolate sometimes. Chocolates are really actually quite high in oxalates. And the way to counter that is to actually drink some lemon juice. Lemon juice with a little bit of water. I actually, every time I wake up, I have hot water that is filtered, it's structured, and then also an organic lemon squeezed into it. And please wash your produce with vinegar, baking soda, and filtered water. Really important that you do clean your produce really well to remove things on the peels, if even if it's organic, parasites and bacteria and all those things. Really important to look at life as cleanliness is next to godliness, as I like to say. Same with your grooming and all of those things, which I get into quite a bit more detail in my seasonal skin tutorials, which I have round two of my next seasonal skin tutorial happening. It's starting in about a week and a half. So join now. There is some early bird pricing that's available because each season there's certain things we want to focus on. So as we move into laser skin rejuvenation season, as well as, maybe a little bit more dry skin this time of year, when there's seasonal shifts, this is also a time when we can experience a little bit more breakouts than usual because the humidity, the temperature's changing. Also, when the leaves start to fall, they can actually release sometimes even a bit more mold, or the pollen from trees change, pollen from plants. So typically spring and fall are when we start to have a little bit more evidence of this in our environment. So again, reducing that oxidative stress. Yes, before sitting down and recording here with all of you, I did unplug my multiple air purifiers in my bedroom. So getting back to the other thing that I did that was not so good, that is really good for acne, but not great for clear skin and contributed to this monster breakout that I woke up with one day. I was not going to bed early enough. I had a little extra alcohol and had some chocolate. And then, can you guess the other massive no-no that I did? Let me know if you can guess the other big bad elephant in the room that I did. What do you think I did? I didn't wash my face before going to bed. This is a big no-no, even though, I'd watched a movie. I was all cozy. I even fell asleep through the last like 20 minutes of it, which was the most exciting part. And I just wanted to crawl in bed. Yes, Lisa, you guessed it. I didn't wash my face. And then that day I woke up, I was like, what is this thing on my cheek? This is really unusual. Sometimes I'll get like the start of a breakout and I can take care of it. We're going to talk about products that are going to do that for you at home really quickly. But this was something else. This thing had legs. This was an enormous zit. So here's what you do. If you wake up with a monster zit like I did on my cheek, what do you not want to do? You do not want to pick at that zit. Alice says, do you think cotton pillowcases and towels create breakouts? Well, this is a great question. Really good question, actually, because I just wrapped up another one-on-one right before this, and my client was complaining of eye irritation. She was using oil-based makeup remover products, and a lot of my clients that deal with sensitive skin, red skin, acne-prone skin are often using cloths to cleanse the skin to, I don't know, get the cloth wet and then go over the face. I mean, you're really just smearing stuff around. But when it comes to cleansing the skin in the evening, here's what you want to do. First of all, you don't want to fall asleep on the couch and then crash in bed. Don't do that. And second of all, you definitely want to be cleansing the skin appropriately and applying the right products and being consistent. So when you're not consistent, this is when the skin will tell you that, hey, I'm over here. Maybe remember to stick with your routines. Otherwise, I'm going to show you that you did something very wrong. And this is what happens with the skin when we kind of slack, when we live in a little bit more moderation. I'm not super strict with my life and how I live. And the reason why I love to observe people as a researcher, I love to study psychology, I love to study personal archetypes, and what are some of the distinguishing factors between what makes someone radiant and what makes someone a total energy vampire, negative emotional mindset, nervous system dysregulation, the negative Nancy. We want to be the positive Patties. Everyone wants to hang out with the positive Patty. And the negative Nancys, they don't really have very many friends. And there's a reason for that. So again, the healthier you are, the lower your oxidative stress is, you're actually going to be a more pleasant person to be around because your brain is simply going to work better. You're going to be more in that present moment awareness. Don't even get me started on those smartwatches. I just see across the board, people that wear smartwatches are typically nervous system dysregulated, maybe a little bit more anxious because you're having a conversation and they're constant. I mean, I'd also question their relationships and how happy their partner is in their exchanges with them. But constantly being distracted by your smartwatch. Also, those smartwatches are right over your heart meridian. That's how it tracks your heart rate. And not a good idea. Anything that sends and receives data that you're wearing on your body, I don't love this concept. Maybe if you have, a ring that you can turn on airplane mode, if you are wearing a ring that tracks your biometric data, always make sure it is on airplane mode. That's really, really, really important. So, Alice, when it comes to the types of pillowcases that I use, I have my favorite pillow option on my biohacking page, which is at theschoolofradiance.com. And just go to the biohacking page. One of the reasons why I don't always make brand specific shout outs, well, sometimes I do like Organifi because they're just absolutely freaking fantastic. But I'm always open to adjusting my recommendations based on new information. I was just at this incredible health event last week for 2 days and found some incredible technology. So you're going to be seeing some updates to the biohacking page. Because I'm not, committed to anything on there. I will speak to things that I really find give me results. And then if something just has a better option, I'm gonna just give it the boot and replace it. It's pretty much like this very cut and dry approach that I take with technologies and recommendations. So Alice, my favorite pillowcases are on the biohacking page. Mackenzie, you don't like my cellular water for makeup removal, correct? No, I feel like makeup wipes, oil makeup removers, micellar waters are really things that actually can contribute to breakouts, as well as clients that I've observed since 2011 that use these types of products and just simply aren't cleansing properly. So I'm going to walk through what that looks like. They traditionally have more eye irritation, as well as more sensitive skin, red skin, accelerated aging, and are prone to more breakouts. So no, I'm not a fan of micellar water for makeup remover. Micellar water is kind of one of those things that became really popular, I'd say about 10 years ago. So there's always these new gadgets and gizmos and trends that are popping up. Beauty trends, they're happening every 30 seconds. So what I care about are what are going to give us the results. What are the products and rejuvenation options that have stood the test of time? That's what I make my recommendations on. Alice, thank you. You don't also recommend castor oil or jojoba to remove makeup or to moisturize. I don't recommend using those for removing makeup. However, castor oil, I'm really glad that you brought this up. I do have an interview with the Queen of Thrones. I do love castor oil packs. They are an excellent way to detoxify the liver with packs. I really should actually put her products on my biohacking page. So, Alice, hold me to that. Send me an email right now, please. info@theschoolofradiance.com. And I will add that castor oil pack to my biohacking list because it needs to be there because it is a great way to detox the liver. Okay, so let's get back to cleansing, shall we? The best way to cleanse your face and body at night, if you've ever heard of the saying, oh, I just have to, wash off the energy of the day. There's something to that, not just for cleansing your face, but also just relaxing, de-stressing. Yes, cleansing off the energy of those maybe that you had contact with throughout the day that might not be in your highest, that, have their own stuff going on. You want to be as pure as possible. This is a key component to being radiant. Body, mind, spirit, energy purification practices really get into what I do behind the scenes to detox frequency-wise, different cleansing protocols I do every 3, 5, 7, 14, 21 days. This is so key. And when I started to do this, I really noticed a shift in my skin, hair growth, my nails, my ability to form coherent sentences, be focused, and actually see my life more clearly and make better decisions in my life. So, getting back to showering, this is the best time to cleanse the skin. And you definitely want to be cleansing the skin twice a day. I do have some excellent cleanser options on my skin shop, obviously at theschoolofradiance.com. So, you can shop easy. Knowing that those lists of about 250 products that I have on there from skincare, hair care, hair, skin, nail supplements, makeup, body care, retinols, peels, dermal rolling supplies, hair growth stimulating products, it's all there. If you want to learn which products are going to be best for you and your specific skin situation, your skin goals, your value, lifestyle budget, that's where the one-on-one is really important. And most of you attending this live masterclass are already one-on-ones. However, there are some new names and faces here, so I warmly look forward to connecting with you. And then in my seasonal skin tutorials, I take you into my restroom and actually teach you exactly how to use all these products that I don't do that stuff on YouTube. Forget it. I'm not washing my face, dermal rolling, doing my hair and all these things for everyone to see on YouTube. Forget it. That is not my style. Especially with peels and dermal rolling and advanced dermal rolling DF mobile applications. I just don't want people online to take the information and do the wrong things with it as well. So there's that component too. So in the shower, double cleanse the skin. Even if you are feeling really tired, you just want to crawl in bed and be cozy. Showering and bathing before bed is really important because actually showering and bathing before bed is great. So that you are more likely to actually have a beauty sleep. What happens from air quality is the air and its impact on the skin and in our respiratory system is primarily how we acquire more heavy metals, believe it or not. And also, most homes have mold. It's just kind of a fact of life. Even if you've tested, does it have mold? Most homes do to a degree. Not to mention, probably going places that probably have mold as well. So you really want to cleanse off the entire body so that you're getting these particulates off the skin, which create oxidative stress when they land on the skin via the mechanism of creating oxidative stress, forming free radicals, and actually interfering with your keratinocyte stem cells and actually triggering early cell death, which is called apoptosis. We definitely don't want our skin cells to die faster than they should be, but we do want to speed up the cell cycle, the cell life of our skin, which will result in more youthful skin. That's what retinol and exfoliating and different actives do. Double cleanse in the PM. Your first cleanse is getting off the things that you've acquired throughout the day on your face, your neck, your chest, the rest of your body. The second cleanse is actually going to be, not to mention cosmetic creams and makeup, your second cleanse is going to actually be washing your face. Now, behind the scenes, some of you may have picked up on the fact that I have been formulating excellent skincare for a very long time. And I have literally made a cleanser that is better than anything else. It will be available for pre-sale on the Skin Shop very soon. I am just finalizing the final list of ingredients, and I've already had a number of people trialing it, doing the research and development. I have a great lab that actually is used to making practitioner grade products, so excellent facility. It does take time to formulate things, especially to the degree of just how picky I am with ingredients, how it feels, how much of it do you have to use? Does it take off makeup? Yes, it does. So the double cleanse is really key. If you are washing your face over the sink, just know that when you're washing over the sink, you're not really going to be able to rinse off your cleanser as well as if you were to shower or bathe and have that fresh running water. So I always love a really good shower or bath right before bed. Not to mention, you can stack this. So this is all about lifestyle stacking. You can have your bath with, borax, Epsom salt, baking soda, get a little detox in there, sweat a little bit. The skin is the largest organ and it's great for detoxing. So do get that sweat on before bed, take a sauna, and that's great to do to kind of settle you before bed as well. So in the AM, absolutely, you want to be washing the skin again with the cleanser. Please, please, please do not be a water splasher. I don't know who started telling people to only rinse with water in the AM. That is probably some of the worst advice I've ever heard, because what I've observed with working with thousands of clients since 2011 is that those who use oil cleansers, makeup wipes, and are water splashers, or using those cleansing towelettes or cleansing mitts or cleansing cloths, they traditionally across the board have more red, sensitive, irritated skin and are more prone to acne. Mackenzie says, OMG, I can't wait for my products. Yes, these products that I'm formulating, you are absolutely going to love. Okay, question from iPhone 8. Great to have you here. Love to know what your name is. Please let me know what your name is in the chat so I can address you accordingly. Question is, what about your hair? If we aren't washing hair every day, doesn't it collect all bad things too? Well, one of the things I like to do with hair washing and the way that I sleep, I actually have a deep dive on AM and PM routines, as well as how to set up boundaries around that and create goals for yourself that are going to get you the results that you're after. I am actually doing a deep dive on this in my bi-monthly live community call in the School of Radiance membership. So the School of Radiance membership is where I do a lot of the behind the scenes things on communication, etiquette, personality archetyping, how to present yourself as your most beautiful radiant version. That's the School of Radiance. A lot of the stuff that I don't talk about behind the scenes, because I honestly don't want people to know that I know these things when I'm engaging with them, but it will give you a pretty sophisticated edge when you are communicating with people, both personally and professionally, so that you can actually communicate better, not to mention be so pure that your intuition is on point and you can take decisive action in achieving your goals, as well as just really having a great sense of who you are, what you're here to do, and then have great relationships and connections with yourself and others. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that's what can make the world a better place. If there's more of us that are operating from this position of being as radiant as possible, this electromagnetic projection into the world that we are operating, we're taking care of our body, mind, spirit, energy, and it's shining. This is going to build confidence and community, which is actually a deep-rooted survival need. Community. Who would have guessed? All right, what about the hair? I do recommend, a top bun when you sleep, or also when you're bathing or showering. I don't wash my hair every day. I wash it a couple of times a week. By the way, the whole concept of scalp care, scalp irritation, hair growth, that is a huge masterclass tutorial that I cover. Sorry, not a masterclass. I do have a past masterclass on that. The masterclasses and the free content that I share here also on the School of Radiance podcast is more of a macro overview. For more in-depth information, that's when you're going to want to join my tutorials, book a one-on-one, and of course, join the School of Radiance membership. Please don't be a water splasher. Please avoid these gimmicks of makeup wipes, of micellar water, of oil removers as well. So let's get into specific product recommendations. I do have an acne collection on my Skin Shop, so you can shop easy knowing that everything there for acne is pre-vetted by me. So if you are acne prone, in the AM, what you want to do is cleanse the skin, rinse the cleanser off thoroughly, then apply your eye cream, one of the antioxidant anti-acne serums that I've recommended for you, as well as I have these excellent complexion pads that you can use after cleansing in the AM and PM if you are a little acne prone. The pads themselves have this kind of like scrubby nature to them, and they're impregnated with alpha hydroxy and beta hydroxy, which is great for exfoliation. It's great for oil control. And one of the best ways to have a breakout go away as fast as possible. So you wash your face in the AM, maybe use the complexion pads, eye cream, moisturizer, face, neck, chest, hands, maybe use your neck cream, maybe use your anti-acne serum, your sunscreen, and then your makeup. Now in the PM, you want to do the double cleanse. And also, I can recommend if you do notice that you have the first sign of a breakout starting to happen, what I want you to do is do that double cleanse and then follow it up with one of the scrubs that I've recommended for you and that you can find on my Skin Shop. So I have two different scrubs. One of them is a magnesium-based scrub. That one performs really well. And number two is an even cleaner version of that, and it uses diatomaceous particles to buff and exfoliate the skin. Now, you don't want to use things like sugar or salt or seed hulls on the face because what that can do is actually set you up for micro tears, which then extra bugs, mites, and organisms can make their way in and actually create more skin sensitivity, skin redness, irritation, and even more breakouts. So, double cleanse in the PM, do your scrub in the shower, rinse really well, follow it up with the complexion pads as a really robust PM routine, again, at the first sign of a breakout. So, when you're cleansing your skin, this is when I want you to actually feel what's going on. If you're noticing any bumps popping up, any areas of dryness, I really actually want you to spend about 20 to 30% longer cleansing and exfoliating those areas. What happens when we cleanse and when we brush our teeth is we get into habits. And sometimes what happens when we develop these habits, you're going to be more likely to get a cavity in that area, or you're going to be more likely to get a zit or a breakout or a bunch of zits in that area. So simply pay attention to where those areas of roughness might be, where those areas of bumps might be, where you may be more prone to getting breakouts, and spend about 20 to 30% longer cleansing in those areas, rinse really well, and then also spend a little extra time exfoliating. So when you wake up with that monster zit, what you don't want to do is pick at it and scratch at it. You want to cleanse, you want to use a scrub, and if it does have, quite the comedome to it, it's literally Mount Everest, you don't want to scratch at that. Your cleansing and exfoliating will very likely take the top off of the Mount Everest so that your complexion pads, your anti-acne serums can get into that zit and then help to clean it out. But if it hasn't budged, Mount Everest peak is still there. What you want to do instead of scratching at it is actually just take a sterilized pin or sterilized needle and actually just poke a little hole into it. And what that's going to do is it's going to give the pus in the zit an exit strategy, right? Without actually damaging the skin around it. Because if you try and squeeze, if you try and scratch, you're going to create maceration of the tissue, which is going to result in more redness after breakout because you've done something to actually inflame the tissue. You don't want that. That's a great way to end up with post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. Now, the other thing that you want to consider when you have taken off the top of that Mount Everest, either with your cleansing, exfoliation, or you've lanced it, that's the more technical term, is you also want to bump up your supplements. So, key supplements to reduce acne, there's lots of studies on omegas. Omegas actually can help to reduce how much acne someone experiences. So my top supplement recommendations for reducing acne are going to be antioxidants, omega, collagen, as well as regular detoxing. So my top recommendations for anti-aging, there's dermal formula, there's a brightening formula. Those are all great to take ongoing. Lots of research behind those products. I've even done research for them and was really impressed with the results in even just 4 weeks. So that's on my skin shop. Next up are antioxidants. So what can antioxidants do to reduce redness? Why do they work? Antioxidants help to gobble up free radicals. They help to reduce your oxidative stress and keep your toxic bucket as empty as possible. So what antioxidants are going to do for the skin is they're going to help your body manage the inflammation from Mount Everest. Or if you were very naughty and picked at it and did some other things like squeezing that you really shouldn't have done. This will help your body manage that little bit of extra inflammation. And I do have a great product on my skin shop, Immune Active. Love it. It's got NAC, quercetin, zinc, green tea extract, and vitamin C all in one product. This is something I take all the time personally. And next up is collagen. So when you're doing things like dermal rolling, when you're maybe investing in some laser skin rejuvenation, giving your body the building blocks that it needs to make more collagen is a pretty smart approach. You're not going to make as high quality collagen if you are eating a crummy diet and you're not taking the right supplements to reduce oxidative stress. And also, you're not following your skincare foundations, cleanse, moisturize, sunscreen, exfoliate. And if you are acne prone, adding an anti-acne serum, using the complexion pads with alpha hydroxy, beta hydroxy, not to mention the gel peels and the peel options that I have on my skin shop are great to do a couple of times a week to basically help with oil control and with slight resurfacing of the skin. All right, Mackenzie has a question here. What about spot treatments like salicylic acid or benzoyl peroxide or sulfur? I do actually have a couple of great spot treatment options on my skin shop, and those can be helpful at the first sign of visit. I do find, however, that exfoliating, as well as doing a little bit with the complexion renewal pads that have salicylic acid as well as glycolic acid, works really well. If you need to bump that up further and actually want to put a spot treatment on, yes, I have a couple of those options on the skin shop. Back in the day, there was a brand online that was heavily marketed to be proactive for acne. And it was really high in sulfur and a couple of other things. It's actually a pretty toxic product. And the other thing to think about with acne that I've seen long term with some of the prescription options out there, prescription tretinoin that's compounded often has parabens mixed with it. So why not use a retinol that's just more sophisticated and already has moisturizers in it, antioxidants, and peptides? That's what you're going to find with the retinols on my skin shop. So the other thing is when you are using these EWG or Yuka apps, they are not conclusive. If any product that you are using that you're searching has retinol or benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid or lactic acid or any other type of acid, they're contraindicated during pregnancy and breastfeeding. It is completely unethical to test anything on anyone who is pregnant or breastfeeding for obvious reasons because of the unconsenting newborn. That should go without saying. Now, when it comes to searching products on these apps, I don't actually recommend that because they can give a false reading. Or if, say, there's something in that product that keeps a retinol, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E stable, and it actually serves a purpose, it can serve a greater purpose than having that antioxidant not be kept stable, oxidize, and then become a free radical on the skin. So that's why working with more practitioner-grade products that have more of an emphasis in research and development is the way to go, in my opinion, than trying to make your own products, following this recipe and that recipe. Do it for your body, by all means. Make your own products for your body. Love that. Nothing wrong with that. However, for mature skin needs, I find that sometimes we've got to pull out some more sophisticated products. So, to summarize, what we want to do at the first sign of a breakout is bump up cleansing, right? Then you want to exfoliate in the bath or the shower, follow it up with your complexion pads, and then follow it up with your serum, your eye cream, your moisturizer, your sunscreen, and carry on with your makeup. Not to mention the makeup that I actually work with has a little bit of green tea extract and retinol. Now, having sprinkling of retinol in your makeup is actually really great because retinol studies show have been helpful for breakouts. But here's the catch. You don't want to integrate things like retinol before having your basic skin foundations established. Retinol can make the skin go through something called the retinoid reaction phase, redness, dryness, flaking. If you don't have a good cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, or exfoliant, you're going to be suffering through that for weeks, if not maybe up to a month. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to have to, look like their face is peeling off like a snake for up to a month. All right, let me know if there's any other questions that come through here. But that is essentially everything I wanted to cover in today's masterclass on what to do if you get a breakout, especially when it is something like a Mount Everest situation, how to lance it, how to open it up, and how to make it go away faster. Closing remarks here is that you really want to notice how long your breakouts last. Are they lasting, over a week? Do you have that redness, which is post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, a sign of inflammation in your body? Is that persisting for weeks, months? It used to for me. Before I started to apply antioxidants, omegas, collagen, as well as other methods to reduce oxidative stress by purifying air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and regular detoxing, I used to have to get those red inflamed areas lasered literally every month. And now I don't have to. Breakout lasts about a day and a half, and then that redness is gone just a couple of days later. So if you are noticing that that redness is persisting, that's a sign that you might be under a higher amount of oxidative stress and your toxic bucket might be a little bit more full. All right, let me know any questions you have. Send me an email. I'm sure that you enjoyed this live masterclass. Eva, great question. Tune in to my next masterclass and I will get into that. But at the end of the day, antioxidants, omegas, collagen, and regular detoxing of yeast, fungi, parasites are really key places to start instead of adding in, this new supplement, this new biohack. Start with your foundations first and have your acne protocol at home on hand so that when you need to deal with it, you have the right products to deal with it. And now you have the know-how of what that protocol looks like. All right, send me any questions over at info@theschoolofradiance.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to this masterclass on acne. I'm sure it was enlightening for you as well as brightening. Because even if you're dealing with really tough acne right now, this information will help to brighten the skin. Julie, you are very welcome. Pleasure to have you all here. Again, there's some new faces here. I warmly invite you to book a one-on-one. And also, my next seasonal skin tutorial is beginning very soon. Early bird pricing is happening now. Join the fun. And for those of you wanting to learn a little bit more about what I really do behind the scenes for being radiant, it's not stuff I talk about publicly. That is the cherry on top, the School of Radiance membership. Again, just let me know if you have any questions for those existing beautiful clients of mine. Let's check in. Let's have a 30-minute follow-up because I'm here to be your mentor on your skin and rejuvenation journey. And of course, you can tune into these masterclasses live for free when you attend live. And then you can catch my past masterclasses over on my skin shop and shop easy, knowing that everything is pre-vetted by me and that I'm always doing my best to bring on as clean products as possible that are also going to deliver what your specific needs and goals are. All right, love you all so much. Have a beautiful rest of your day. And as always, be radiant.